Blog Talk Radio.
Look for me.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? This is another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. I am your host, Fat Man 313. Fat Man Detroit's finest, you know what I'm saying? It is a hot-ass day in Las Vegas. It is 100 in hell today, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to everybody who came out last night for all the events that went on last night. We had Thick Nation takeover in town this weekend. We had the breakdancing competition this weekend. We had the Genuine concert this weekend. We had Deb from LVPPW's birthday party and schoolgirl party was this weekend. So, I mean, we had a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Big shout out to everybody that came out and supported all these events, the Diva Awards. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to thank you for coming out and supporting all these events and, of course, supporting Pillow Talk Radio. We'd like to thank all our loyal listeners for listening to the show, listening to the archive shows and everything, all your questions and comments and concerns and everything. We just love you all, and we just want to take this time to thank you so much. Of course, I do have my co-host on the phone, Ms. G-Spot. G-Spot, you there?
I certainly am, Big Daddy. How are you?
I am good. I am good. I'm tired, but I'm good. I'm good. It's a good time.
I think we're all dragging ass after this weekend.
yeah. Everybody's been moving. You've been doing double time and double duty, you know what I'm saying, and things like that, besides hosting shows, doing modeling and this, that, and the other. So you've had a pretty busy week, and it sounds like you're going to be a little more busier this week, you know what I'm saying? So,
Not me. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about. We got to make sure we take it easy and everything, you know, make sure everybody get their rest. You know what I'm saying? We've been moving around and everything like that, you know. I don't know. How was your weekend? What all did you do this weekend?
It was great. Well, you know that Saturday I hosted the fashion show portion of the Thick Nation convention. So we had about 15 models that were working the runway. And then I was also helping out with the award ceremony for all of the Diva Awards that were handed out. You know, there was a lot of very inspiring women there that spoke. And so it was a very nice afternoon, and so we learned a lot and got to network and, you know, got to see a lot of old friends and new friends. So it was very nice.
Yes.
And then of course last night we had our LVPPW back to school night, naughty schoolgirl event. It was also our secretary Debbie's birthday, so shout out to Debbie Rivera. And a shout out to our on the street reporter Lauren Kate. So lovely lady Lauren, today's her birthday. Happy birthday to her.
I'm not sure if she's
on the show today because I know she's having a big blowout tonight. So I'm not sure she's going to be on the show with us tonight, but if so, hopefully we'll hear from her. If not, I hope she has a wonderful birthday.
Exactly. Happy birthday, Lauren. Hope you have many, many, many more and everything. You're just a baby. You're just a baby. So you go on ahead and bust that cherry and everything tonight and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? And everything, because you got a little while before you can get at me and G-Spot's ballpark. Me and G-Spot can put in some work and everything, you know what I'm saying? We got some battle scars and things like that, you know what I'm saying? But it don't do nothing but make you a little more wiser, very, very much more knowledgeable, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, a little more tougher, you know what I'm saying. It's good to go through scrapes and bumps sometimes. It just depends on what's being scraped and what's being bumped, you know. So
right.
So big shout, you know, so big shout out to you, Lauren Cakes. Have fun, sweetie, have fun. You only live once. Don't sit around the house and sit in the oven and talk about what you could do. Get up and do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so have fun, sweetie. Have fun. Everything. Other than that, that's been about. Other than that, what's been going on in the industry, G-Star?
You know, at the Fig Nation convention, I was able to speak to Peggy and Darlene of NAFTA. And so we're looking forward to having them come out to some of our events and, you know, helping them spread the word on size acceptance in the BBW community and around the world. You know, they're doing big things over at NAFTA, and so we want to really shout out to them. Anybody who is interested in finding out about size acceptance and their plight, you know, for us big people, definitely hit
right.
them up at NAFTA.org and check them out and, you know, support them and, you know, see what you can do to help in your community as far as getting involved and help stopping discrimination against fat people.
Right, exactly, because that's the worst thing. It's bad enough that we discriminate against ourselves and in our community, you know what I'm saying? And it goes, it's even worse when society is doing it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we have to come together and make a stand, you know what I mean? The dumbest question is the one that's never asked. So, you know, please get in touch with them, ask questions, find out, you know what I'm saying, because you know, this size acceptance thing, we take this very seriously. It's society that doesn't take us seriously. You know what I mean? So
right.
We have to make sure.
And,
that
you know,
it's
funny that, you know, that she's been on so many talk shows. I mean, Dr. Phil, she's been on The View with the ladies. She's been, I think, on Good Morning America and a couple of other, you know, network shows where she's gone on and talked about, you know, size discrimination and, you know, her efforts and NAFTA's efforts to you know, recognize that there is a problem, you know. And you know, yesterday she was talking about how it's as prevalent in the community to be discriminated against for your size than you are your race. So we definitely need to really look at that again because it's increasingly more common now to be discriminated against about your
mm-hmm.
weight just as much
yeah.
as it is about your race. And it's a sad,
right.
sad day. You know, 2014 in the United States of America where we are being constantly discriminated, if not for our race, it's for our size or our gender or our lifestyle or whatever the case may be. So, you know, inform yourselves, educate yourselves, and really, you know, stand your ground when it comes to this stuff and join others that are fighting the cause as well.
Right, right.
I just wanted
right.
to update you. We are having our picnic. LVPPW is having their, we have two picnics a year, so this is going to be our end of the summer school, back to school picnic. It's going to be September 7th at JC Park on St. Louis and Eastern. For those of you who live in Vegas, please come out, bring your family, your friends, your loved ones, the dog, sports equipment, bring BYOB, bring something to throw on the grill, bring a dish, there's a water park, there's plenty of field space for people to play baseball or soccer or whatever the hell you want to play, bring the dominoes, bring the cards, and come and have a good day with us. It's going to be on a Sunday afternoon, so it'll be around noon. So come after church and just spend the day with family and friends out at the park and enjoy yourselves. It's going to be a great day, a great event. We always have a nice turnout for all of our picnics, so definitely come out. And if you don't know anybody that's going to be there, hit me up on Facebook, hit Fat Man up on Facebook, and just let us know, hey, I don't know anybody, but I would like to come, and we will definitely come out to the damn parking lot and walk you to the picnic, and you can come sit with us and chit-chat with us. Don't be afraid to come out because you don't know anybody. There's always somebody there that's going to make you feel welcomed and at home, so we definitely want to invite everybody to come out and enjoy a fun day in the park.
Exactly. So, yeah, guys, make sure that you hit up Gina or hit me up on Facebook and let us know if you want to come out to the park and come be a part of the, what is, I guess you would say, the last hoorah before these kids get back in school and start doing their damn thing. You know what I'm saying? I know I got to make sure that my daughter get herself together so she can get ready for school and everything like that. So, you know, make sure you guys mark your calendars. Stay tuned because we will be making posts, you know what I'm saying, and letting you know what is going on with LVPPW, Pillow Talk Radio, and all of the above. And so I'm back inside the side, all right? So listen, it is 1:13. I mean, looking at the wrong damn time. That's how tired we are. I'm telling you, we've been putting in a lot of work, doing a lot of things. My car ran hot yesterday. It's been hot as hell out here in Las Vegas. I mean, even today, it's like it's that draining heat. You know, big shout out to everybody that's here for the Magic Convention. You know, we was with a lot of those people last night. Big shout out to my man Genuine for letting me host this after party at the Treasure Island last night. It was a last minute thing. It felt good getting back out again, getting out, having some fun. Of course, shaking my ass. I ain't danced in a long time and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I had a ball. We were out networking, you know what I'm saying? That's the best time to kind of get out here in Las Vegas is like late at night because that's when everybody is out. Everybody is in town. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that went to the Thick Nation event. Big shout out to Diva D and her husband, Aries Love. They showed me a lot of love. Beg your pardon?
I said, you're
going to
get yourself into some trouble.
Yeah, I know. So I know. My tongue is all tied up in this and the other. I didn't get in until like 4 this morning and everything, you know what I'm saying? So we are a little tired, you know what I'm saying? But listen, we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to be right back to get into our topic for today, which is a good topic. Big shout-out to G-Spot for educating me this morning on some things she sent me when we be putting our topics together and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It kind of made me look at myself and go, okay, all righty. All right.
I knew it would.
Yeah. maybe I'm doing too damn much and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, okay, all righty then. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, this is going to be an interesting show. You guys sit back, you know what I'm saying? Go to the refrigerator, get you a snack, whatever you're going to do. And we're going to be right back with more Pillow Talk Radio with your boy Fat Man and G-Spot, y'all. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Woo! Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lips, lips,
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea. Putting all over me. Bring it forward. Don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna lick all night. Yeah, yeah. When I'm info. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bring your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, gotta give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like
I'm about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luda. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was Chris Breezy and my man Ludacris, and I'ma make you wet the bed. So big shout out to all the fellas out there that's making their woman wet the bed. You know what I'm saying? I give you two thumbs up for that. You know what I'm saying? Hell, sometimes I make a woman wet the bed. Hell, I'll even sleep in the wet spot. And I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So,
I ain't had a wet spot in my bed for a minute, so I don't want to hear nothing about it.
You said you ain't had a wet spot in a minute, and this, that, the other. I hear you. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't had a wet spot in my bed. Well, I ain't going to lie. I did have a wet spot in my bed recently the other night, but that's because Victoria spilled her tea in my bed, and I had to sleep in the wet spot. I was like, I get to sleep in the wet spot. And I said, yeah, but I'll be in my bed drinking tea and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, it's all good. It's all good. I haven't had a wet spot in my bed for a while, but then again, this topic that you turned me on to, I don't know. Ms. G-Spot turned me on to a topic this morning. She told me that maybe we should talk about swingers and the act of being poly. Moramus? I don't know. Pronounce it for me, Gina.
Polyamorous. It's polyamorous.
Polyamorous. Okay. Mm-hmm. Me and Gina usually talk every Sunday morning, find out how the weekend was, things like that, and what we're going to do for our topic. So I called her this morning, and I said, well, what are we going to do for our topic? I know Gina always sends me, G-Spot always sends me topics through the week from all of our listeners. Big shout out to all of our listeners that get in touch with G-Spot and post random topics on our Pillow Talk Facebook page. So big shout out to everybody. And she came up with this topic this morning. She said, let's talk about the difference of swingers in being polyamorous or
polyamorous.
Yeah. Polyamorous. Okay then. She started sending me some literature and everything, which the first thing it was like polyamorous, all right? The state of having multiple sexually or romantically committed relationships at the same time with the consent of all partners involved. Now, that fucked me up because I didn't know they had a name for it. I thought it was all I could do was send G-Spot a text back that went, wow. I know G-Spot was like, I got your ass, motherfucker. I got your fucking number, don't I? And shit. It's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So let me read this again for everybody that's just tuning in and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't hear me. Polyamorous is the state of having multiple sexual or romantically committed relationships at the same time with consent of all partners involved. I was like, wow, really? Okay, you know what I'm saying? So then she sent me some more. Said it is sometimes used as an umbrella term that covers various forms of multiple relationships, polyamorous. Arrangements are varied, reflecting the choices and the philosophies of the individuals involved. Polyamorous is a less specific term than polygamy, the practice or conditions of having more than one spouse. On that note, I don't want six wives. I don't want four wives. I don't want multiple women in the house like that at the same damn time. Hell no, because that's, you think we talk about a fashion, hell no, that's a relationship, hell no, right there, because that's too many, that's too much estrogen in the house. I'm already emotional. How you think I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, this, that, the other, you know, a man hangs around women so much, shit, his ass gets emotional too. And everything, you know what I mean? So that's too much emotion in the house all at one time. I don't think I could handle that. So then we go further, and then she starts sending me more literature and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, big shout out to G-Spot. She's putting me up on game this morning. So all I could send her back was, wow, really? You just taught me something new. All right. So
I didn't know what the term meant until I was approached by a guy who, you know, was flirting with me and whatnot, and then I said, you know, are you in a relationship? It got to the point where I asked him, you know, are you in a relationship? Are you married? Because, you know, I'm not going to play ball with you if you know. And he's like, well, I'm in a polyamorous relationship. And I looked at him and I'm like, I had heard the term before, but I wasn't really clear. So I said, okay, well, break it down for me and tell me exactly what kind of a relationship your polyamorous relationship is. And basically he told me that he had a couple of different girlfriends that he had a committed relationship with.
Okay.
Meaning that he committed to each one of them. They all knew about each other, and everybody was fine about it. Now, they didn't live together. They just had he had three different relationships with three different women, and he was committed to all three women. Okay, now, according to him, they were all monogamous, meaning that they were only having sex with, you know, he was only having sex with all three of these women. They were not doing foursomes. He was in individual relationships with all three of these women. They all knew about each other, and they were fine with it. But it wasn't a kinky thing where they got together and they all were fucking around or whatever. No, it was just he had a relationship with these three different women. Then my question was, okay, so what are you looking at me for, the fourth one? And he says, well, if ever it came to that, well, sure. I said, well, why would you be flirting with me and trying to, you know, get to know me if you already have three different relationships? And, you know, he couldn't give me really a straight answer. He was, you know, a freak, whatever. I didn't pay too much attention to him. But basically that's what his story was. Then I hear a different version of it. A guy who had been flirting with me, the chick came at me via Facebook because I said something about her man. I didn't know that they were in any type of a relationship. She came at me, well, that's my man, this, that, and the other. And I said, wait a minute, aren't you fucking everybody else in town? So when did he become a man? And if he's your man, then why don't you keep him on a motherfucking leash and keep him away from me? She's like, well, we're polyamorous. I said, okay, define your polyamorous. I said, because from what I know, you're nothing but a big old hoe. This is just fucking everybody in town. And now you're telling me that this is your man? And so she's like, well, I'm in multiple relationships with multiple people, but I still see others.
Okay.
So you're still telling me, are you a hoe? That's basically what I told her. So I think that some people can be in a polyamorous relationship with multiple people where they are monogamous with their individual partner. But then I think there's some others that take it to the next level and just use it as a title for them to be fucking around with everybody else in town.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
I sent you the polyamorous
right.
thing. And then
I
also sent you swinger.
Yeah, then you sent me after that, then you sent me swingers, which is
swingers, which we all, as older people, swingers are from when we were kids. We knew that some of the adult couples in the neighborhood were swingers, and they basically wife swapped or husband swapped with other couples. This kind of started like it became popular in the 60s with the sexual revolution and everybody wanted to be, you know, free and everything else. And so that's basically what swingers used to be. It was basically couples that were encountering themselves with other couples and swapping partners. Now people go to swinger parties and basically it's just a big old orgy.
Okay.
They have swinger
okay.
clubs, they have swinger parties, they have, you know, different places where you can go and you can go as a couple and participate in sexual activity with other couples, or you can take your partner and watch your partner, you know, with somebody else and whatever the case may be. They've taken swinging to a whole different level. So now I don't think it should be called swinging anymore. It should just be a fuckfest because that's basically what it's become. So in other words, to me personally, being 43 years old, straight, never floated any other way, strictly dickly, you know, I've been in long-term committed relationships. To me, polyamorous, swingers, I don't give a fuck. Y'all are crazy. Y'all just want to be getting it in with anything that you can. So if I'm wrong, I would love somebody to call us and tell me how wrong I am. You know what I mean?
You all are fucking crazy. It is the other. Let's see. What can I add to that? I can say this. I guess in so many ways, I've been in shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, I've been, you know, with the girlfriend, baby mama, this, that, and the other. Girlfriend knew about baby mama knew about girlfriend. Then girlfriend knew about, well, I knew about girlfriend, and then girlfriend and girlfriend knew about baby mama. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like a fucked up ass rap record, don't it? My girlfriend knew about my baby mama, but baby mama didn't know about my girlfriend, but my girlfriend's girlfriend knew about my baby mama, but baby mama knew. You know what I'm saying? So it keeps going on and on and on.
Right.
You know, so I guess, you know, and you know, people tell me, "Well, damn, Fat Man, you know, you're awfully to the point." So I guess because everybody that I've dealt with, women-wise, I've let them know, well, yeah, I got a baby mama, I got a girlfriend, and my girlfriend got a girlfriend, and this and the other and everything. But me and baby mama and the girlfriend and the girlfriend and the girlfriend don't hook up. But it's more like me and the girlfriend and the girlfriend hook up. Me and baby mama just hook up. But me and baby mama will go out and tackle another girl like two wildebeests in the Serengeti. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Me and baby mama be out hunting. We be out hunting this kid. I'll be like, yeah, you see that over there? She be like, I see her. I'll be like, let her get another 400 yards. Then we go chase her and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? So
let me get you some clothespins so you can finish hanging out all your dirty laundry.
we're just being honest. Everybody know that we're honest here on Pillow Talk Radio. But my thing is, thank you, G-Spot, for opening my eyes to give me a title of what? Yes, give me a title of what I've been experiencing and everything. Because if you don't know the meaning, and this is, and I'm being totally, totally honest and serious. If you don't know the meaning of what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing in the first place until you can get a meaning of it. So what G-Spot did was basically we came up with a topic that, hell, I've been experiencing, didn't have a meaning to it. Knew about polygamy, didn't know about polyamorous. He didn't know about that. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know that existed. Didn't even know that was a category. If I knew it was a category, I'd have been like, polyamorous for 400,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a Jeopardy question and everything. So it was shocking. I ain't even gonna lie. It was even a little embarrassing. I think I even blushed a little bit because I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been doing. Oh, okay. Maybe I need to sit my poly ass down some damn where, this and the other. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
If anybody got any questions or comments about this, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We got somebody in queue right now. Hey, you got the Fat Man and G-Spot up in here, Pillow Talk Radio. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. I didn't know if you could hear me or not.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Tina.
Your name is Tina?
Yes.
Okay,
where are you
hi,
calling
Tina.
From, Tina?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Lovely. Oh, boy.
Thank you for calling, Tina. Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Do you have anything to say about the topic?
Yes, I do. First of all, the polyamorous thing, that kind of sounds like an open relationship because if the dude that was coming at, I'm sorry, what's your name again? The other, the co-host, the lady?
G-Spot.
Gina.
Gina, okay. If the guy was coming at you, trying to pursue you, and he's already got three girlfriends, that's an open relationship. Polyamorous to me is, okay, you've got three girlfriends, you've got three wives, that's all that you want, that's all that you're going to have, and you're not trying to pursue, you know, other relationships. My story, I'm a swinger. I have been for about 3+ years, me and my dude. But we were also involved last year for about 6 months in a trio. Which means I'm bisexual, by the way. It was another lady. It was another lady and me and our boyfriend, which is the same guy I'm still with. It turned out she was kind of wacko, so we had to cut her loose. But anyway, that, like I said, that's my story. Swinging, to me, it's great. It's fun. We have rules. We're very careful. We're very particular about who we swing with. We go to tons of swinger parties and events, and to me, it's not a fuck fest. It's just, you know, people coming together, having fun, sexually, being sexually open. So,
okay. So I have a quick question. I have a quick question because here in Vegas, this is Sin City, and things tend to get a little out of hand. So I'm gonna play devil's advocate and say, okay, in Cincinnati, Ohio, y'all don't get down like we do in Sin City. You guys are more reserved. Okay, so you and your man decide you want to have an open relationship as far as being swingers. You say you're bisexual. Back mm-hmm. in the 60s, swingers were defined as married couples having swapping wives or swapping husbands. It was not traditionally known to be a menage or, you know, anything like that, a threesome mm-hmm. or anything like that. Nowadays, because society is so much more open, sexually open, what kind of rules do you and your mate establish before you approach somebody? Because I've been approached a couple of times, asked to, if I would participate in, you know, in a relationship as such. And mm-hmm. I've, of course, declined because it's just not me. It's not what I'm about. It's not what I would like, you know. But I have been approached by married couples and by, you know, couples that would like to introduce somebody else into their relationship. So you, being that way, what rules and regulations do you have between you and your mate before you approach somebody?
I'm glad you asked that. Rules are, first of all, we confer with each other if we see somebody that we like to go after. I'm basically the more aggressive one. My boyfriend's an extreme introvert, so I usually scope out the people and say, okay, we're going to go after that one. We do let each other know. There's no kissing, because to me, kissing is a very intimate, passionate thing. So
right, I totally agree.
He can't kiss anybody. I can't kiss anybody. He can't, excuse my French, but I heard y'all cussing before, so I'm going to just come out with it.
Go right ahead.
No fucking in the ass. Don't fuck her in the ass. That's only for me. You only fuck me in the ass. So
uh-huh.
That's another rule. if we are allowed to be with someone by ourselves, you cannot spend the night. No spending the night. You have your little hoorah and you're going about your business. You can't spend the night. But we haven't really faced that issue yet because we kind of decided we don't want to do the, you know, spending the night, you know, be alone with somebody. We just don't do that for some reason. I don't know. What else? I think that's about it. It's not a lot of rules, but there are specific things that we say, hey, you know, we don't want each other doing that. So,
right.
And it's worked for us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So in other words, it takes a lot of communication between you and your partner, so you guys know what's going on, to be on the same page, et cetera, right?
Definitely.
And you know what's funny? I'm going to say this because she said that she's more the more aggressor, and the couples that have approached me, it's usually the woman. And I'm saying this because it's been about, I think it's been three different couples that have approached me, and all three of them, the women have been the ones who have approached me as far as asking me if I'd be interested in participating. And of course, you know, I was very flattered that they, you know, picked me, but, you know, I'm sorry, I don't do that, but, you know, thank you very much. And I'll be on my way. But thank you. I really appreciate your openness, your honesty. I have one more question.
Sure.
Being that you go to swinger parties or participate in a swinger community and a swinger lifestyle, what are the racial demographics within the community? Do you find it more white, mixed, Hispanic? What do you find it? How do you see it?
The crowds that we hang out with are black and white. I haven't really seen any other race, you know, involved in the parties or the people that we hang out with. And as you said, Cincinnati is extremely conservative. Most of the parties that we go to are out of town because
right.
they're so tight here, it's ridiculous. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm black, and so is my boyfriend. We prefer black people, not unless, you know, we see a white woman or a black man that we're interested in, or a white man. The other day we were having a conversation on Yahoo, and we were told that we were racist because we prefer to interact with black people. I don't think that's racist. That's what we prefer. But
right.
Like I said, I'm putting stuff out there. That's what we prefer. So
no, and we appreciate your complete honesty. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah. My phone number is 702.
There's no phone. There's no phone data. Put it out there like that. But we really thank you so much for calling.
I will fly to Vegas. I will hop on a plane. So don't play Fat Daddy. We will hop on a plane.
No,
well, my dude's afraid to fly, so I'd have to knock him out so he can get on a plane. But
you don't want to play with that one, please. You do not want to play. That man's got a baby arm between his legs.
That's all right. I can handle it. My boyfriend does, too, so.
Don't play with me.
I don't play.
You don't play? Okay. Okay, 702-475-1109.
Don't play with Gina up. I requested her as a friend on Facebook, so we can talk about it.
All right.
This is a great thing, y'all. I'm glad you put it out there. And do you have regular calls like this?
Yes. Well, yes, we do. We do get regular calls and things like that. It's just that we get some people like yourself that takes it a step further and don't mind sharing their stories. This is what Pillow Talk Radio is about. This is why Gina can call me out on things, because she knows I'm going to be honest, and she knows she'll call me and be like, "You lie, you fucking lie." So I'm going to be honest and everything. And me and her both are very honest about our relationships, what we're going through, what we're dealing with, and things like that, because we want other people, because there's someone else out there that's going through the same thing you're going through, and maybe we can help them.
That's right. That's a great thing, and I'm an open book, and, you know, nobody can judge. I don't care if you judge me or not, because you're not perfect, you know, so.
Exactly.
Well, it's all good, sweetie. You just give me a call so I can read you from cover to cover.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. All righty.
You have a good night.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, Lord, y'all. This is Pillow Talk Radio. This is what we do. This is how it goes down on Pillow Talk Radio. This is what we've been talking about. Matter of fact, me and Gina, we both knew a mutual friend. Well, he's not a mutual friend, but we knew a mutual person that used to do swinger parties in this, that, and the other. And I can understand where Gina's coming from on both sides. I can understand where Gina was coming from, and I can understand where our caller was coming from and everything like that, because some of those swinger parties, they got ratchet, they got out of hand, they went left and this, that, and the other. The women started getting disrespected. They were starting to get, you know, it was like, you know, because we men, we can take things a step further. We start thinking we're in porn movies and this, that, and the other. We want to live out that porn life. Look here, fellas, don't start living out a porn movie lifestyle if you've never experienced or had a porn movie experience. A porn movie experience will make the porn movie actor come out in you. Don't try. That's just like the old saying, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. You know what I'm saying? That's like
right.
You ate with your eyes before you ate, you know, before you physically eat. Don't take on too much that you can't handle, because these women these days, 2014, since 2010, people don't know that there's a sexual revolution going on, been going on for a long time with these women. This is why women are choosing up. When is the last time you heard a man taking a choice of who he wanted to be with? Honestly, I haven't. I've heard lately, for the last several years, women taking the choice of who they wanted to be with. Some want to be with both men and women. Some just want to be with another woman, because women feel that other women understand where they're coming from. They feel that sometimes we as men don't understand where a woman is coming from and things like that. Same thing like men. We feel that women don't understand where we're coming from. So this is why it's such a revolution going on, and this is why you got women from the age of, I would say, 35 and up, hot like a firecracker in between the legs, and this, that, and the other, because, fellas, we're not handling our business. If we was handling our business, a lot of this stuff, really, it would still be going on, but you have a little more control of it, I would think. That's just my opinion, you know what I'm saying, things like that. So, fellas, get out of the house. This weekend, it was a Thick Nation convention. Women was everywhere. Wasn't that many men?
Yes, they were.
Women was everywhere. I mean, it was booty, 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 rocking everywhere all weekend. Okay? I'm tired. Why y'all think I'm so tired? I'm drained and everything. I think I was probably Everest this weekend. I think I was. I just realized it just a few minutes ago. I was probably Everest this weekend and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, get out of the house. You know, we as men, we sit in the house and we whine and we cry about being alone, feeling lonely, our feelings being hurt, this, that, and the other. But I had a friend tell me one day, and she probably knows who she is. I had a friend tell me one day, shut the fuck up with all of that. I'm tired of hearing that shit, this, that, and the other. Get your ass out of the house. Stop sitting in the house waiting for somebody to come back. Stop sitting around waiting for this person or waiting for the next day or waiting to see what's happening. You're going to miss out on life like that.
That's right.
I had a person sit at my kitchen table in my house. Damn it, she had the nerve to sit in my house. And tell me this. And I thank this person to this day for telling me this, because it was from the heart. It wasn't fat man and said, no, it was from the heart. She kind of looked at me like, you going through this shit? Not you. I wouldn't think that you would have feelings like that and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we all need that wake-up call. Sometimes we do need that friend to go, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? Snap out of that shit. And this, that, and the other. Life is too short. Get out there and live it. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So get out there and live it. And I listen, and that's what I've been doing. But, you know, I think I was polyamorous this weekend and this, that, and the other. So big shout-out to everybody. Fellas, get out of the house. Get out of the house. It was, look here. It was so much pussy walking around Vegas this weekend, we could have made a Tarzan movie. Okay? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. You know, all weekend. And they were ready to mix and mingle. They were ready to meet someone, have a nice time, have a drink, this, that, and the other. Who knows? It may have been a couple of swingers in the group. Who knows? You won't know until you come out and meet and greet and talk and find out who you're talking with. So, fellas, get the hell out of the house. You see, we got people calling in talking about, yeah, I'm a swinger, me and my man is swinging, we this, that, and the other and everything. Look here, you only live once. Live your life to the fullest, because tomorrow is not promised to you, okay? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more Fat Man and G-Spot. We're going to see if we can get G-Spot to squirt, all right? So we'll be right back. We'll be right back right after this.
And that is all that I remember. I had one, two, three. dressed and got up out of there. But not before I called for me a cab. Hungover from all the drinks I had. And now I'm telling my story to you. Everything that I remember. I had one too many drinks. The embassy with this pretty little thing from Memphis, Tennessee. It was a one night extravaganza. I had one too many drinks and ended up at the embassy with this pretty little thing from Memphis, Tennessee. It was a one.
With that hypno hip-fo. Knowing I can't afford to get more.
Get mo.
Here's a broke nigga trick. Buy one bottle and sip slow. Or leave the club now. Do like I did. Come back when you get dough. A fish stick nigga. Now we messing with lobster. We messing with Grammys. We messing with Oscars.
Yeah.
You messing with that drink he drank. Plus you puffing on the stank.
Yeah.
Stank. In the morning you gon' draw a blank. The hotel said y'all was on
y'all
one.
Was
my
on
girl
one.
Wasn't on shit. I picked the wrong one.
Man.
Said he talking about I ain't like them other girls. What's nice? I'm trying to find them other girls. Bring their own rubber girl. Never meet your mother girl. You know they love it when you love them. And they tell their friends, girl.
Oh, I had one too many drinks.
You know they gonna blame it on the drink.
Oh,
you know that's just an excuse to do exactly what you want to do. J. Fox, Kanye Titter, and the winners are
last night.
Woo!
I had one too.
That's BSP, baby. It's a lot of black star power in the room right now.
At the embassy.
Easy. Easy, baby. Calm down, please. The VIP is close. The VIP.
Extravaganza.
I ain't see the periods.
I had one too many drinks.
It ended up at the embassy. Yeah, you got the fat man back up in here. This pretty little thing from Memphis, Tennessee. It was one night of overeating. Y'all ever overeat? You ever fucking overeat and woke up like, oh, shit, what the fuck happened? Damn, what the fuck happened last night? And this and the other. You just fuck around and ate yourself into a stupor. You know what I'm saying? Or one night of overeating, one too many chicken wings. That was my man, Jamie Foxx. You know what I'm saying? Called extravaganza. You know what I'm saying? I just like to put my little twist, though, that y'all know Fat Man's crazy and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember hanging out. You know, I remember. See, you know, y'all gotta understand why I like big girls so much. You know what I'm saying? Big girls ain't afraid to go half on the bucket of chicken. Big girls ain't afraid to come out their pockets. You know what I'm saying? When it comes time for drinks, things like that. You know what I'm saying? It's usually them, you know, them little skinny cheese and butter bitches. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no chicken. That's too greasy and this and the other. Bitch, you need a biscuit and some chicken and shit with your skinny ass and this and the other. Fucking stomach touching your spine. You ever seen a woman's stomach touch her spine and you like, damn, baby, ain't you hungry? Nah, I'm all right. I just want some water. I just want some water. Girl, you're shitting juice all damn day. Ain't this about a bitch? And all you want is some water. I can hear your stomach all the way the fuck over here and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for all you little cheese and skinny cheese and butter bitches, get something to eat. Get a biscuit. Get a meal. Get a combo. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Men want something to hold on to and everything. You don't want nobody coming in. You don't want to make love to a woman and this, that, and the other, and she's looking like the skeleton that you see in the doctor's office and this, that, and the other. Bones clacking and shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Sound like somebody up in the house playing the spoon.
You know, I just got a message
okay.
from one of my girls. I'm not going to put her out on blast, but she just
okay.
was letting me know that she's listening. She's in the car driving, and she's listening, and that she has been in a polyamorous type relationship, and I'm
I'm shocked. I didn't wasn't expecting that from her, but yeah, wow. I'm gonna have to sit down and have a little talk with this girl. I should call in and talk about it. She's like, I'm driving, I can't. But yeah, I guess she's even part of a polyamorous group, and she posted up our show in her group. So, thank you.
Okay.
I won't put you on a blast, but thank.
So that's good. You know what? My thing is this, and this is this is why I gave G-Spot her props and this, that, and the other. A lot of people don't know what they're into and what is, you know, what they're dealing with. So today G-Spot put a meaning on what's going on. She put a situation to the word of what's going on and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So now, now since Gina put a word and a meaning to the word, now the switchboard is lit up. Now y'all motherfuckers want to talk and everything like that. You freaky little motherfuckers, everybody got something to say and this, that, and the other. We're going to go to area code 6265759. What's going on? You got that man at G-Spot Pillow Talk Radio. Who is this? Okay, I think that you don't want to talk. You don't want to talk. You don't have to talk. You can just listen.
Don't be scared now. Come on.
Exactly. Don't try to be scared. See, when y'all, okay, I know I told you when you come into the queue, press the one button. Yes, you can press the one button. The one button will get you to listen to the show, and it will also put you in the queue to either speak or have a comment or tell your side of either being swinger or polyamorous or whatever. You know what I'm saying? This is a radio show where we share things. We're not here to make no, I'm just a fool, y'all. Don't take me serious. I'm just a fool, like to have fun, things like that there. But this is a show to where we can teach people. You know, this is a teaching show and things like that there. Real quick, I just got hit up by somebody on Facebook. I can't pronounce her name, but she looks like she's like 14 years old, and she's coming from, where the hell is she? She must be somewhere in Iraq or something like that, but this is like a 14-year-old girl hitting up a 45-year-old man. This Facebook is getting outrageous. I hope y'all heard the seen some of the stuff that's being posted about Facebook Messenger and this, that, and the other. I watched that the other day, and this is crazy. Facebook Messenger will plug in and will turn on at any given time because this is a form of Big Brother. And they can watch us. They can watch us through this messenger and this and the other. That's why they got us downloading this app and everything like that. But this messenger will all of a sudden record your voice, will all of a sudden take pictures at random, not because you press the buttons, at random, at any given time, any given moment, and you don't have to touch anything. This is what's going on in the national news about your favorite Facebook social media site. They're setting you up.
Wow. I hear you, Matt. That's crazy. But you know what I have found? What I have found is I've been, like you said, you just got hit up by this young girl in Iraq. I have been getting so freaking friend requests. I mean, I'm daily 20 to 30 friend requests from guys from the Middle East. And I have no idea how to turn this shit off, but it's crazy. And then I get phone calls.
Ain't it crazy? I mean, you know, I mean, all of a sudden.
Facebook. It's crazy. I'll get, I'll be at work or whatever, and my phone will just start going off crazy. And I'll get phone calls through Facebook from these guys from Nigeria, Iraq, Egypt.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Everywhere.
Trying to come. Trying to come to America. They figured, look at here. Check this out. Let me put y'all up on something. Me being a BBW lover and a man of plus-size women and this and the other. I get a lot of men overseas, a lot of men in Africa and things like that. They follow me on Facebook, not really knowing why they're following me. They're following me because they want to meet a big girl. They like big girls. We like big girls, this, that, and the other. But my thing is, this is where I take it to. Why do you want to meet the big girls? Because there are people overseas that's trying to get a green card to come here to America. Let's keep
it going.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everything. You know what I'm saying? This thing with this Facebook stuff, you know, Facebook and this media and everything and this Messenger, Messenger puts, when we sign up for Messenger and download that app through our phone, you got to understand that our phone, whether it's in Metro PC, Boost, whatever the hell, and everything like that, is getting all of our information from Boost mobile phone, T-Mobile, Metro PC, all of that. This is why those people can call us on the phone at random from anywhere. You know what I'm saying? If you would look at it and you go, my phone number ain't listed like that. It is said the other. It is on Facebook. Well, how did they get my Social Security number? They got it off Facebook. You know what I mean? Where did that picture come from? It came from Facebook. All right? So, ladies, this is why I keep trying to tell y'all, be careful on what you post on Facebook. Stop putting your ass up on Facebook and things like that there because you don't find your
ass on Facebook.
I mean, well, you got people that's like turned down for what? They want to put their ass up on Facebook. You're going to see your ass in somebody's jailhouse on the back of some man's head or something like that. And instead,
you and I talked about a lot about how people, you know, send nude pics to each other and whatnot.
Right.
It's like I should have a fucking photo album of all the fucking dicks that have gotten sent to me over, like, especially like this last year. Oh my God! It's like every guy thinks that their dick is going to speak for them, and I'm just gonna like drop my panties and run to them. Please give me that dick. Because it's like, what the fuck is going on? I don't ask for a dick picture. That's just the last thing I want to see on a dude when I'm trying to get to know him. You know what I mean? If he's trying to hit me up and he's flirting with me and then all of a sudden I see a dick picture, it's like,
I don't get that. I don't understand that. Fellas, this is why we need some fellas to call in. Because, fellas, what is it with these with sitting these dick pics? I can't really grasp myself sitting there rubbing my dick and jacking off enough so I could take a picture and send it to somebody. Now, you know, I guess the question is, did you have a happy ending? How did that turn out? You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. Did you finish? Or did you just do this for the dick pic? I would like some man to call in and explain the art of a dick pic. What the fuck is behind sending a fucking dick picture and this, that, and the other? Because my thing is this, where I'm old school, you know, I can show you better than I can tell you. Okay? That's me. That's me.
Imagine a baby arm. That's all we got to do is imagine a fucking baby arm with you because I already heard how big you are, so fuck that shit. You're too excited at birth, right?
you know, and that goes out to area code 513, she's still on the phone listening. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
everything.
My God. Hey,
well,
I need
somebody to explain the art of, and then again, on the flip side, ladies, what is it about, and I don't know, G-Spot, maybe you can explain this to me. What is it, is it the freakiness or the turn on of taking a picture of the coochie and shit and sending it to somebody, or... You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to say that I have not done it because I would be a total fucking hypocrite. Yes, I have done it. Usually when I have done it, it's with somebody that 90% of the time I have had sex with. And it's somebody that means something because I'm not just going to send it to some random dude. You know what I mean? And that shit costs money. You want to pay that shit? You got to pay for that motherfucker. No, but I mean, I have sent it, and usually it ensues into phone sex or video chat sex or, you know, something like that. It's usually because it's somebody that means something to me, because I'm not just going to send it out randomly. But then again, I know friends of mine who, they don't give a fuck, they'll send it. They'll send it to anybody. They don't care.
Don't get me wrong. I've been in a situation. I've been sitting in a room with some women, and all of a sudden I get a text message, and this, that, and the other, and it's a picture of one of them's pussy, and it's like, wow. So I'm looking at I'm looking at the one like, who just sent me this picture, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. I think for me, well, I ain't even going to speak for most men. For me, the turn-on is the simple fact that you're comfortable with your sexuality, that you're that comfortable with your sexuality to where you want to take a picture and send it to me. Now,
hey,
don't get me wrong.
Take a pic six. pick up 626. I think we got 626 caller in queue. Pick her up.
Oh, okay. 626. Hold on. We did have 626 in the city. Other, she didn't say anything. Hello.
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 Hi, friend Chris. She's calling from California, and she's laughing her ass off because she keeps messaging me on Facebook. Oh my God, laugh my ass off, Chris. I love you, girl. How are you?
I love you too. I'm doing really good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. My girl Chris is a fighter. She's a champion. She's just had a mastectomy and is in chemo and is fighting, and she's a champ, and I know she's going to come through this just on top, and I know she's an amazing woman, and so I'm blessed to have her on the line right now. I'm so happy you called in. Are you having fun with our polyamorous and swinger?
Yeah, I'm actually, like, this is, like, my first time calling in and listening, and it's really interesting how people throw out their pictures like that when it could just be anything. I feel if the guy wants the picture himself, let him take it with his own phone.
There you go. That's what I'm talking
about.
Right, right, yeah. Right. Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Yeah,
I,
it's a good,
I mean,
that is
a
very,
know,
good
pick. I mean, you know, a man has to be aggressive enough to want to take the picture and want, you got to understand it's like lately, you know, you're getting a lot of women that's taking control of a lot of things and things like that there. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, a man has to be confident in who he is and his sexuality to go, yeah, well, I'm going to take the pic, or I want the picture, or I want to take a picture of your coochie or your pussy or whatever, or your ass or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's
mm-hmm.
the rejection from the past that make us not be as aggressive as we used to be, you know what I'm saying? And actually, I take it and flip it. And instead of me being unaggressive, it makes me more aggressive because it's,
you
like,
know,
oh, okay.
And I'm gonna expound on that a little bit, because I find that some guys are too aggressive. And it's like, I mean, the first thing out of their mouth is, hey, sexy, hey, you're beautiful, nice to meet you, would like to get to know you. And then the next thing is a dick pic, and can I have some pussy pics? And
mm-hmm.
then it's like, what the fuck is this shit? Can you buy me lunch at least? Fuck, what do you mean? Do you want my pussy pics? Come on, give me a fucking break. Are you serious? It's like such a turnoff.
Yeah, and I could see it being a turnoff, being that we just met 45 seconds ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Things like that. I just logged on to Facebook. So what, you've been sitting here? Have you ever got the Facebook stalkers? You log on, and as soon as you log on, it's like, bloop, there they are and everything. And it's like, oh,
uh-huh.
shit, where the fuck did that come from? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, they're writing paragraphs. They're not saying, hello, how are you? They're writing paragraphs like, oh,
uh-huh.
my God, this is the other one. Whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. And look here. You just met me 45 seconds ago, and you can write a paragraph about how you feel about me already. Get the fuck out of here.
I have been proposed to at least 10 times this year.
Telling me,
I want to marry you. I'm in love with you. I want to come and live there near you. Oh my God. Yeah. Twice I've been approached in public arenas by people that I don't know, but know me. And they're, like, very kind of scary because they walk up, oh, hi, Gina, I'm so-and-so, and I'm on your Facebook page, and I'm in your group, and I've been watching this, and I like what you wore on this day. And I'm like, whoa, hello.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, you know what I'm saying? I find it creepy. I know, I mean, you know, Gina's been to my apartment and this and the other. I find it creepy. I'm standing out on my porch, and somebody will call me and tell me, you know I can see you, don't you? And I go, really?
Oh, shit.
Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here. Over where? You know, over here. Okay, then. I'm taking my ass back in the house. That's too fucking creepy for me. That, you know, that shit. You know what I'm saying? You fucking stalker now. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, well, sometimes it'd be like, what are you doing on this side of town? Yeah. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I'm just over here handling some business. Oh, okay, then. Bye, motherfucker, because you're not, no. hell no. Hell no. No, you know, that's scary. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I can understand where women come from being approached like that. I can understand where Gina comes from when she says, well, sometimes I'm out and I'm out at these events, a man will walk up to me and know everything about you. Hi, how you doing? This, that, and the other. Your last event was at blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. I was there. I stayed there for a little while. And you'd be like, I didn't even see your motherfucking ass there. Where the fuck this motherfucker come from and everything like that. Now, you're going through your mind. You're going through your mind, where have I seen this person at besides Facebook? I don't even
know.
It happened
to me last night.
I'm playing on Facebook.
It happened to me last night. This guy who is pretty popular in the BBW community here in Vegas. I don't know him like that. I've never really interacted. This dude remembers me from when I was with my ex at a party about a year and a half ago. And he he even told me, he's like, well, you were wearing this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I seen you at such and such and such and such and such and such. And he's like, don't you remember I ran into you at Jacob's party not too long ago? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he's like, he was like talking to me like we had known each other for years. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, it was weird. It was weird because, I mean, I guess he's pretty popular in the BBW community. I mean, I know of him. I don't really know him like that.
Right.
But, I mean, he was talking to me like we had been hanging out for, like, years and shit. I was like, wow, okay. But, yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy. Sometimes when I come home at night from some of these events, I'm like, I'm going to call you as soon as I get home because just in case I don't get home, please call somebody.
Somebody, yeah, you know what I'm saying, everything. Yeah, that's what I've been telling you. Make sure you call me when you get to the house because, you know, I know how, you know, people can pop up and, you know, you pull up to your house and you see a strange car and things like that. Ladies, you have to be careful. You have to be careful these days. You can't meet everybody. Everybody that you meet on Facebook ain't really wanting to honestly be your friend. There are men out there that want to do harm, that honestly want to hurt you, that honestly, and sometimes it's not even the physical hurt, it's the mental hurt, because I've had men be on my page just to bash BBW women, just to talk bad about them and this, that, and the other and everything like that. You know, of course, I blocked them motherfuckers after I cussed them the fuck out and threatened to cut their tongue out and shit like that there, but, you know, you don't come on my page to bash a woman because I don't do it. If I don't do it, I'm not going to let you do it. You know what I'm saying? We got 11 minutes left in the show. We'd like to thank the caller that was calling in. What's her name again, sweetie?
Brienne? Christine. Hey, what's going on with the BBW community in LA? Because I know you were in one of the groups out there. Anything going on? What's going on out there?
I haven't really seen much of anything. And
okay,
I haven't been up to date with that.
Maybe we need to open up a chapter over there.
Yeah.
We need to open up a La Puente chapter of, it'll be LPPW.
There you go.
It'll be La Puente plus women.
You said La Quinta, girl. You are silly and everything. I know. You got some shout outs, Gina. I know you got some shout outs.
Big shout out to Marcus Pittman and number 70 Arizona Rattlers. They won their game, so they're going to the bowl. They're going to Cleveland, Ohio, to their bowl game,
oh,
and then we'll. With them, yeah, they're awesome.
Oh,
freaking
boy.
Awesome.
Oh,
and
oh boy, yeah.
I want to congratulate
especially
him.
Number 20, what is, especially number 20, what was his name? Number 20 what?
No, number 70.
Oh, it's number 70. Oh, okay, then. All right, then. I thought it was number 24. I'm sorry, player. Number 70. My bad. Hey, you know what? I remember when my waist was a 70. Ain't that about a bitch? Okay, go on.
And to Patron Don, he's going to be going out on tour very soon in this new year.
Yeah.
He's going to be out with Too Short and a couple of other people on a tour, so I want to congratulate him.
Yeah.
I want to send my condolences out to Legacy Royale. He his brother passed away the day before yesterday. His brother is a prize fighter. And he was living in Brazil at the time he passed away. He actually was fatally injured in a fight. So I just want to send my condolences out to him and his family. I want to congratulate DJ Remix and Lisa Ree. They tied the knot. They just got married, so I just want to congratulate them. And a shout-out to you, Fat Man, because without you, this show would be very boring.
Well, thank you.
You got our love, and anytime you want to call in.
Call in, sit on the show. You can roll with us and sit in the other. You can just sit in the background like you're doing and everything, and just listen to everything live and direct and everything, because I'm going to act a fool regardless. Y'all already know this. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that listens to our show every Sunday at 5 p.m., you know what I'm saying, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Big shout out to everybody this weekend, Diva D, Kevin, Papa Woodson. Big shout out to them. I think they redid their vows Saturday at the pool party or something like that. It was kind of like their little wedding reception and everything. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody that came out for the Thick Nation convention. Shout out to everybody that attended Gina's naughty schoolgirl party last night and everything. You know what I'm saying? And I would have been there with. I was supposed to show up with the ruler and everything because I know it was the women. That was naughty and stuff like that. So I was.
And you know what? You missed out because I don't wear short shorts or short skirts, but I had me on a short skirt with some frilly little panties on and everything. And
She was in her Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it. Oh boy. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to area code 513. Yeah, the show is almost over. You can give me a call. Yes, any other. Other than that.
Oh, and big shout out to my friend that was driving in the car. That was Roxanne. You dirty hoe.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Roxanne, we love
Roxanne.
You.
Big shout out to Roxanne. Big shout out to Deb. Happy birthday again, sweetie. I'm sorry I didn't make it and everything like that. Trust me, Big Daddy got something for you in his Easter basket. Because you've been a good little girl. You know what I'm saying? You've been a good little girl. So we're going, Big Daddy going to make sure that he lay hands on you and pray for you. I'm speaking tongues to you. Anyway, we'd like to thank everybody that called in today, you know what I'm saying, and listened to the show. We love y'all, you know what I'm saying, and all we're trying to do is make a difference in our community. This is why we come up with the topics, and trust me, you guys, it takes us, we get topics, but to choose something, I mean, today's topic, the switchboard was lit up. It's more you guys listening. More of everybody participating. Don't be afraid to call in and express yourself. You don't have to always give your name. You don't have to always give where you're from. Just express yourself. Sometimes expressing yourself in a forum like this will make you feel a lot better. It's like lifting weight off your shoulders. For my drug people, it's like getting a monkey off your back. You know what I'm saying? Everything like that. So,
it's not like we're listened to worldwide or anything, you know.
It ain't like they're hearing us in Germany and Africa, you know what I'm saying, and Jerusalem. Oh, Lord, they listening to us in Jerusalem. We all going to hell. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? I just thought about that. Y'all, we are being heard in Jerusalem, y'all. Ooh, I don't. Anyway, we'd like to thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Batman got love for y'all. All y'all. Y'all know that. Y'all know y'all can hit me up on Facebook. Al A. Mobley Jr. Yeah, Facebook gave y'all my government name. I don't know where the hell that came from and this, that, and the other, but you can go to my other fan page, which is Batman Detroit's Finest. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, the Unsigned Hype page. And, of course, go and like the Fat Man and G-Spot Pillow Talk page, all right? You guys go and like that page and everything, because we're going to keep supporting y'all as long as y'all keep supporting us. We're going to keep bringing you these topics and everything that's making headway, that's clearing the path, you know what I'm saying? So for Fat Man and G-Spot, we about to get up out of here, and this song goes out to the lady that called in from the 513 area code. It's Drake. And hell yeah, fucking right. You know what I'm saying? I'm the fat man. I'm out of here, y'all. We're going to see y'all next week. Peace.
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I texted her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted her and told her I love it. And right after texted her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl, is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her, and so I did. But that was last month, and now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, 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 hell yeah. Fucking right.